Chatham School District administrators visited school staff and community of the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan April 5th and 6th after 2 years due to the pandemic. Klukwan Advisory School Board President Shauna Kinnison called the in-person visit productive.
To just have these three bodies all working together in like collaboration. And I had really high hopes for it, and it went, just exceeded my expectations. It was just wonderful.
Klukwan residents and the school community have had a challenging year. Last fall, enrollment dropped below 10 students, the threshold for state funding risking school closure. A head teacher backed out at the start of the year, and so they had a series of substitutes fill in. This spring, they hired a full-time teacher. And the Chatham superintendent, Bruce Houck, died unexpectedly in December. Klukwan officials say navigating these issues and the pandemic remotely with regional school administrators was especially difficult. Klukwan currently serves 9 students, grades kindergarten through 7th. On their visit, Chatham administrators assured Klukwan staff and community that the school will continue to stay open next year. Kinnison says the 2-day in-person visit was an important opportunity for in-depth discussions around the school's future.
All the staff members were involved, the village, the community, parents. It was just felt healing. And I think we're all on the same page.
Board President Elizabeth Hoogie and Goombay's board member Albert Kukesh III and Chatham Interim Superintendent John Holst made the visit to Klukwan. Here's Holst.
The day and a half or so that we spent with them showing us and telling us how important the school is to the students and the people that live in Klukwan. And they were very energetic about doing whatever they could to help to get the school back on sound footing.
Holst says they discussed the enrollment drop possibly caused by the COVID pandemic.
I think they just got caught in the COVID mess. And parents decided to homeschool their kids for a while till COVID's over, and they very well might be ready to do that, to re-enroll at this point.
Holst says the district will continue to work on hiring a teacher for next year. He says the small school environment may also appeal to Chilkat Valley families.
And the teacher, of course, then can give a lot of personal attention, which is very different, for instance, than an elementary classroom in Haines, which is the other option.
Discussions also focused on cost-saving measures to facilities at the school site, staffing, and relaunching a preschool in Klukwan. Justina Hotch is a Klukwan educator and administrator of the STEPS program. Hotch says it was an opportunity to discuss more about Klukwan's unique educational programs, including Tlingit language and culture.
We have a Tlingit language teacher full-time with a 5-year grant, and the opportunities to really make this a place-based Tlingit language kind of magnet school. There isn't anywhere else in the community where kids can learn Tlingit language like here, and that's a real gift that we have.
She says that extends to traditional subsistence activities, science and outdoor education, and also involves members of the community as guest speakers and teachers. Klukwan Advisory School Board President Kinnison says she feels hopeful after the district administrator's visit.
And we feel supported, absolutely supported. They want us to keep going, and they're going to help us make it happen.
Through April, the district will work to finalize next year's budget, including administering over $700,000 in federal COVID relief funding to schools in Klukwan, Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.